I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and welcome to Viz City.
Hi, I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to Maude Kearns Art Center here in Eugene, looking at a show called Variations, Art Expressing Music. It runs through May 11. 25 artists, they did a call with this title. It's a juried show.
But a lot of Eugene people.
A lot of Eugene people, some from as far away as Denver, Colorado.
Columbus, Missouri, I guess.
Right. But a fairly good-sized show on this theme of art expressing music. What'd you see, Sandy?
Well, somebody took it quite literally. E.E. Webb actually broke up a couple of violin bows and a violin and put it on a canvas and called it Two Bows and a Broken Violin. And another one is called Pieces of a Broken Flute, and it is exactly that.
Well, it was interesting to me, the show, broadly speaking, is how people took this interpretation. Many people, rather than interpreting music and perhaps trying to make a visual statement about how it feels to hear the music, illustrated the music in some manner, either of people playing music, in the case of Aaron Bucklew and Ellen Gabhart, two local watercolorists, and they work from musicians and have done so. They call it Muse Evening over at Allen Brothers Coffee Shop on Monday nights, and those were very lively of people playing music.
Well, maybe we should pause and think a moment. I thought both of them did exceptional, some of their best work in this show. Ellen was all different tones and shades of the same palette of blue and orange in three very large watercolors. She had a composition of a jazz combo, a chamber sextet, and they just fill the page. There's sharp lines. Mm-hmm. There's actually musical notation motifs. And it just makes the images vibrate with the visual music.
Right. There's a little of both of how the music's created, but then how it might feel to be in that room at the same time. Another approach was, I was curious about some of the artwork in there by Susan Klein looked like the old-time vinyl album covers.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it's like she created through collage and drawings and stuff, album covers, which is kind of a throwback, but I don't think they're really intended for that because they weren't quite the right size. Maybe
there
posters, but
old sheet music
created
into art as well.
Then a whole nother approach was almost a cartoony-like.
There were quite a bit
render.
Of that.
Right. Tom Sarmo did acrylic on boards, very cartoony, and then there were variations of more of that whole cartoon thing. Another one that I was intrigued by was Bob Crow, and his were my favorite ones.
I was beyond intrigued. I was in love with those.
Yeah.
There's a big one called Woman with Accordion. Very striking. It's digital photography. It's high art. There's a very simple motif of the black and white keyboard, but it's contrasted to the intricacy of the design inlay on the accordion. And then the woman's face was ecstatic, I would say, the musician. There was so much to look at in that very large.
Well, and he had two in there, and they're probably some of the biggest pieces in the show as well. So they had size. The color saturation was intense.
You're thinking of the guitarist with all that red.
Right. And these are highly manipulated digital photographs.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with highly manipulated digital photography.
Right. They had a lot of detail. A lot of things in the show seemed like they had good underpaintings, but they weren't finished. I wanted more, but it must be a style because it wasn't just two or three. It was many of the pieces in the show.
Well, maybe
had
the
that.
Judges were particularly appreciate
that.
I liked Carrie Hirth's approach. Very different, very abstract. These are very long panels with vertical lines of different colors. And the signage said that they portray musical compositions and the artist was calling this synesthesia, which is a crossing of visual and musical. And when you cross two senses, it's called synesthesia. So intellectually, I particularly enjoyed that.
Right. That was probably the most abstracted of anything in the show. Well, again, we're talking about the show called Variations, Art Expressing Music. It's at Maude Kearns Art Center. It's also presented by Arts Umbrella. Midori Goto, who is in town to play with the Eugene Symphony, she's a world-class violinist. She is actually doing a fundraiser day after tomorrow. That's Friday the 27th at Maude Kearns. She will be performing there. And I suggest you contact Maude Kearns for ticket information on that event.
Mm-hmm. My violinist husband is very excited about her being here.
So this show runs through May 11th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.